Mark McGrogan, you've just booked your spot in the Ulster semi-final. 6-point winners, I think it ended up. How do you feel now?
Buzzing well. You know, there was a narrative that last year we were happy getting where we got to, but 2 days or after the game we enjoyed celebrations, but it quickly sunk in how much it hurt getting beat by Clannadh last year, and I'm just absolutely relieved here to get over that line today.
Because against Clannadh, it went down to probably the last couple of attacks. That's how close that game was. What have you learned from there to now? You've obviously retained your Derry title, but in terms of Ulster, what have you learned?
Okay, Ulster football, definitely. It brings a different element, you know, where, you know, the physicality is obviously a big thing, but, you know, just a wee bit of know-how and when to slow the game down, when to add a bit of pace. Last year, probably a bit naive, everything was gung-ho all the time, and it just, you can't sustain that for a full 60 minutes in an Ulster game against the super side like Madden.
Oisín kicked us into a 1-point lead at half-time. Did half-time come at the right time? He's come out after the break, Mark, and possibly made the stamp that won the game.
Well, Austin's point before the half was massive, definitely. It was more like a confidence booster than anything, getting up, knowing that our good work was rewarded. We had the lead coming in the half-time because, like, we thought we did play really well in the first half, just they kicked a couple of lovely two-pointers. But no, we're lucky to come in and point up at half-time. We took it.
How early did you know you were going to be picking up Darren McMullen?
Fairly soon, Gary. Gary gave me a nod fairly soon, you know, but okay, I enjoy that, to be honest. Fully, Darren's obviously a top-class footballer, doesn't need me saying that, like, but no, look, went our way today, that's all matters.
And what made the final difference? Because they missed, I think, 4 chances in a row, but yous didn't, yous were clinical. Effectively, was that the difference, or was there something turned for you, do you feel?
No, I said it before, it is just a wee bit more know-how, that wee bit of extra experience, but, you know, we put a bit more emphasis in our gym work and stuff this year. Credit to Danny Doherty. You know, from the start of the year, he targeted Ulster. Like, he was saying, this gym works for Ulster football, and, you know, thankfully he got us through the other day.